We mentioned the Francis Scott Key Bridge. There is a Francis Scott Key Bridge near Alexandria, Virginia, that comes into the Washington, D.C. area, a lot further south than Baltimore, Maryland. But there's another bridge that that goes about it's about 10 miles from Camden Yards. You would be able to see the downtown as you come in to downtown Baltimore, Maryland. And we all woke up yesterday morning. I mean, I wake up around 4 a.m. for this, and this had just happened 2.5 hours earlier. Francis Scott Key, by the way, best known as the author for some key lines in the Star Spangled Banner. So there's an emphatic sense as to who this was and certainly what this bridge means to Baltimore. And then there's just the shock factor as well. How could this happen? TJ Smith hosts a show on WBAL News Radio. And as we mentioned, a former police commander as well, chief spokesman for the Baltimore Police Department. And he's run for mayor in Baltimore also. TJ, thanks so much for giving us your time here in Toronto. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning.
I can only imagine what yesterday's show was like. If someone said to you, how was the show yesterday, what would you say?
Yeah, it was, keeping up to date as to what was going on. And yesterday, as I began my show, we began it with at least a glimmer of hope because there were still six people who fell off the bridge that we knew were unaccounted for. Unfortunately, by sundown last night, that rescue mission turned into a recovery mission, which we all know what that means, that we're now searching for bodies, not human life. So it certainly turned grim, and that's a big part of this story, the human loss. But, of course, when you have stories like this, you also have heroes. And law enforcement did a fantastic job that night because they got that mayday, and the crew on the ship did a fantastic job by calling the mayday. That actually probably saved countless people who could have been going across the bridge. They were able to stop the traffic, but unfortunately did not have time to get to the construction workers.
You have that exactly right, because the still footage, as you start to see the ship head to where it collides with the bridge, there's cars zooming across, going obviously left to right, right to left, and then that stops for a good, police had about 90 seconds to stop vehicle traffic, and some of those cars are moving, TJ, at 1:30 in the morning. People want to get home, or they think, it's not a cop around, I can speed over this bridge, but my goodness, the amount of lives that were saved by stopping the flow of traffic, it's probably in the 20s or 30s.
Easily, and there were early reports that suggested that. And you know, the human capital is the most important thing at this point in time, but the reality is so many people are going to move past that if their families weren't affected, and then it gets back to the commerce and the trade. And the Port of Baltimore, one of the largest in this side of the world, right? The amount of vehicles it brings in, nearly 1 million vehicles come through that port per year, the amount of jobs that are associated with it, it's going to be shut down. I mean, no, they're not going to be able to take imports. Just as for instance, a job industry that has already had to temporarily leave is the cruise industry. We have a cruise terminal inside of the Baltimore Harbor, and that cruise terminal is on the other side of the bridge. There's a ship at sea right now that's going to dock in Norfolk, Virginia, some 4 hours away from Baltimore. And the people whose cars are parked in Baltimore are going to have to take a 4-hour bus ride from Norfolk to get back up to Baltimore. And that cruise terminal is going to operate out of Virginia for the foreseeable future.
That's unbelievable. What a change of perspective there. The federal government, I mean, President Joe Biden said this is all going to be federal money that rebuilds this bridge. How quickly do you think this will be done? Because obviously the eyes of the whole country are on this tragedy yesterday.
I mean, you look at Philly last year, and Philadelphia had the bridge collapse. I happened to be in Philly that morning. My son's birthday happened to be that day we were in Philly, and I saw the bridge collapse, and I was hoping I was south of it so I could get back to Baltimore. Within 2 weeks, they were able to get a few spans open, and by next year, they expect that bridge to be open. But that's an overpass. We're talking a mile and a half bridge across water, and water's 50 feet deep in order to get done. It took 5 years back in 1972 from construction to 1977 when it opened. It's going to be a couple years before anything of the sort happens. And, you know, I think that's the responsibility of the federal government here.
Yeah.
they will certainly go after the owner of this ship to recoup some of the losses. But the forward fund to get it done, we can't get tied up in litigation because it's a beltway. That's the other part of this. Most people understand beltways go around the city. So just imagine this is a beltway that's almost like a door knocker. If you put your hand at the bottom of the door knocker, that's the part that's gone. The bottom of the beltway is gone. We have tunnels, but the commerce, certain vehicles, certain tanker trucks can't go through the tunnels.
So you think even a year from now, as we're talking right now, if I called you in a year and said, where's the bridge at? You're thinking it's not even close to being completed. 70, 80% even? Yeah. Like, what's a best case scenario?
I mean, I'm not even a structural engineer, and I could tell you I don't think there's any way possible in a year. Unless the Army Corps of Engineers does some of their magic, I don't think there's any way possible in a year that they can have any semblance of a bridge.
Two things to wrap up, TJ, and I'm going to listen to some of your show today just to get a feel for where it's all going. Tourism is a massive thing, even post-pandemic, right? Big cities like Toronto, cities like Baltimore, we count on people coming back saying, hey, you weren't coming for a couple of years for some obvious reasons. We want you back. You got an opening day tomorrow, even in the afternoon, with the Angels at the Orioles. 46,000 people are supposed to be at Camden Yards. How can people get in and out of the city now?
Yeah, well, fortunately, we still have the tunnels and other roadways, and there are about 35,000 people that cross that bridge every day, the Key Bridge. However, there's still options for individuals between the public transportation and the bridge, the tunnels, and other areas that you can get through. So the impact there is going to be minimal, but the residual impact is going to be big because those 35,000 people that cross the bridge every day are going to be dispersed to those other arterial routes. So people would obviously have to plan ahead because it might be more congested than usual.
Wow. It's just something else. Check him out on WBAL News Radio 1090 and on the FM dial 101.5. DJ, will push as many Torontonians your way, man. Like your stuff, and thanks for being on with us this morning.
Appreciate you guys. Thank y'all very much. Have a great day.
You bet. We'll do just that again. Like, you're still in that bit of state of shock with this happening. And when he lays that out, it's going to be a couple years before people can travel back to normal on a replacement bridge in Baltimore. We're talking, summer 2026? Not many construction programs. And before their forecast time, it ain't just a Toronto thing, although we're worse than most, it feels like.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.